You are listening to WGRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is the Kyle and Charlie Show. We are your hosts. Kyle.
And Charlie.
Hey. Kyle.
Kyle.
All right, that was the show, folks. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, we have...
Today we have two friends with us, Brian and Carlito. You may know them. You may love them.
You may hate them.
Today, Brian has their own microphone. Carlito and I are sharing one, which is not the usual setup.
I guess we'll just rotate.
We have to swing the mic on the, the mic stand to each other.
For some reason, they only have three microphones in a studio with a million chairs in it.
Kyle, do you want to continue about... You were talking about how much you hate our fans and want them all to die.
I don't remember saying that. I don't remember violating the FCC rules live on air.
Well, we weren't live on air. That was a thing.
Yeah, we're going to cut that out in post.
We're going to have to get Ryan on that.
We're going to do post-production on our live radio broadcast.
Dude, it's going to be great. It's going to work perfectly.
To be fair, that's not a threat.
We just want our fans to die, and that's not a threat. I guess you're right.
I mean, if you start manifesting it, then I feel like it's a little bad.
Would that violate the stereotype that may offend people? Like, our fans deserve to die? Is that a stereotype?
I feel like I have to edit that one out.
Well, no, they don't deserve to die.
All right.
Okay, whatever. We're gonna move off.
Anyways, this is a very special episode because this is the first episode that all of our dorm is all in the same room and recording.
This is the first episode
that all of us in the same dorm have been in an episode.
We did one that wasn't live.
And it's Wing Friday.
It is Wing Friday.
Wait, is it actually...
No.
it's 10 o'clock.
We're starting the show. There's no way it's Wing Friday. But yeah.
Charlie, capping once again.
Well, that time it was... I don't know, man. I feel like that one's also on you.
Well, once again, we did record a show all together. It just wasn't on air because the studio was not working. So,
you know, it happens.
I like how the...
We gave Brian the microphone on the table, and Brian has been slamming it for as long as we've been live.
You should not slam it, please.
I'm not slamming the microphone.
Every single time you touch it, we can hear it.
So we, in fact, did record an episode all together. It was just not on air. I like how
it was not
the
live.
FCC rules are like, you are to maintain this facade that everything is perfectly professional at all times, and like the radios, everything is in this perfect radio world, and we just make fun of how bad our radio station is constantly on the show.
Dude, perfect radio world does exist. It's
like just the studio just has so many problems just at all times.
Well, you see, everything fixes for Thursdays at 10.
Yeah,
never anything wrong. The spirit of Paul McCartney is waving things around in our room.
Yeah.
I think confirming
looking
that.
Up at heaven and seeing Paul McCartney looking down at me.
Graciously looking down.
Did you guys hear how they actually found a real skinwalker?
Was it Paul McCartney?
In Texas? Yeah, it was actually.
There was also a real skinwalker in Brian's room earlier.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh.
I valiantly fought him. So.
I forgot about that. Would you like to tune our fans in on what happened?
No. Yeah. So I was making myself squeaky clean in the shower, as you do, getting some body wash, some shampoo, some conditioner. I brush my teeth. I floss too. It's good.
A question.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Did you oil up?
No, I did not oil up.
Okay.
I didn't want to slip and break my neck.
No further questions.
So yeah, I did all of that. I think I stretched a little, maybe a few push-ups in the shower. Did a few handstands while I was at it.
Ate some breakfast.
Yeah,
you know.
I cooked some breakfast on the hot water.
I have another question.
Yeah.
Now you said you were taking a shower. Was this shower a cold shower?
Only when I wasn't cooking breakfast.
So it was a hot shower when you were cooking breakfast?
Yes.
So
how is he supposed to boil the food?
Percentage-wise, how much of the shower involved you cooking breakfast?
68. No, that's how much of it didn't involve me cooking breakfast.
So...
That newspaper 32. Has to shut 32%. Up.
32%.
Dude, Paul McCartney,
your shower was hot.
Paul McCartney's got
and
a question.
Yeah.
During the cold shower parts, were you manifesting?
I was manifesting skinwalkers, yes. That was my
okay,
first
okay.
mistake.
Okay, okay. No further questions.
Okay, so then I, I battled a demon while I was in there, too. But anyway.
He fat
I then took my schizophrenia medicine, and I proceeded to walk out, and I walked to my room, and I see what I first, I see a white glove, and it slowly emerges into what looks like a venom-like creature. He's like, hey, how you doing?
And,
did this so-called creature emit a nasty odor?
Kind of like rotten eggs, but...
You know, rotten eggs is actually what people have described as the smell of capium. So, I think it was pretty funny that the little skinwalker demon just greeted you kindly, and then you retaliated by screaming and assaulting the skinwalker.
Yeah, but when I screamed, it was like super deep and like masculine and like really like. It was like, oh, you know, it was...
Oh.
Wait, oh my god, it's... I won the bet. It's past 6:30 p.m. That's unrelated.
That's unrelated.
I don't know if we're allowed to talk about
that.
We're not talking about it, but...
There was a wager, and Brian just succeeded at the wager.
Yeah. Of making a certain type of joke.
Just avoiding euphemisms of any kind for 24 hours.
Yes.
And they have succeeded.
We Richard Rooster Gumballin', dude. That's perfectly radio legal.
When do you think that we'll get Low Tier God on the show?
Yo, if we got Low Tier God on the show, that'd be a disaster. I'd love it.
We call in Triff Gaming.
He'd probably pick up.
No, he would not. Well, maybe.
There's a chance. Well, he's in Canada, so he's an hour behind.
He's Canadian?
Yeah. He's in Toronto, dude. Stephen J. Trifonowski. We're big fans, if you're listening.
Yeah, shout out to...
Yeah. That is actually his name.
Shout out to Stephen J. Trifonowski. He's a real one.
Yeah, for those of you that do not know of Stephen J. Trifonowski, just look up, I got banned from Konami events.
Do you think he fixed his smoke alarm?
Probably not.
I think one of our loyal viewers, Grant, has Triff Gaming's number.
They do. They do.
Which we are going to leak
indeed.
Live on the...
no.
Bro, I'm streaming right now. Send me a DM on Facebook.
Now,
Brian, why did you stand up? They winked at me.
They're now doing a little dance. A cool little dance.
If I left,
that was a sick backflip.
Oh, yeah.
That was an awesome bet. Wow.
Yeah.
I also, while I was doing it, I stretched my shoulders.
Whoa.
In midair.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
You stretched your shoulders midair? Wow.
Wow, very nice.
That's pretty crazy.
This is why we have Brian on the show.
So, Kyle, do you mind telling us why you're wearing oversized clown shoes that squeak whenever you walk?
Oh, like, this. Yeah, well, you know, squeak, squeak. I think actually Carlito can explain that.
So we found the flaw in the pivoting mic system. And Carlito does not catch the microphone.
Just did a 360. That was not intended. But passing it to Carlito.
The computer went night-night. Is that okay?
Yes. As long as the central mainframe does not delete all pictures of thumbs, we'll be okay.
All right, so why I'm looking for an explanation as to why Kyle's wearing those comically oversized clown shoes that also squeak when he walks.
Kyle just came back from his clown gig at the local playground. Yes.
Clown gig.
Yeah, I'm well known as a regular at the local playground.
Dressed as a clown.
Dressed though. As a just the shoes.
Well, we can't dox the playground, bro.
Have you eaten any children?
Pizza clown, Carlito says. Probably didn't pick up at all on the mic.
Yeah.
The pizza clown.
It's a very efficient microphone system.
You see, you have a pivoting mic, and then for me, yeah. I just pivot.
Yeah, you pivot. We all pivot.
We're all pivoting.
If I let myself relax too much, I'll fall asleep. Can't have.
Why don't you stand up?
You know, speaking of the pepperoni clown, Carlito did reference a little bit earlier.
So,
I
had this really weird dream a while back. So, back in high school, I did JROTC, and while I did this like boot camp thing over the summer, over like one summer, where I had to like basically do like young boy boot camp in like New Jersey or something, and I had a dream where like for some reason I was doing it again, but Kyle was there, and Kyle was having the time of his life.
Kyle was stretching in the clown shoes.
Why was I never informed of this?
I forgot to mention it, but Kyle was squeaking in his clown shoes in boot camp, and I went to the bathroom, and for some reason this made perfectly clear sense to me that instead of soap dispensers, you had to wash your hands using pepperoni.
like a bar of pepperoni, or just like a
just like flat out pepperoni,
just like a slice
just
of pepperoni,
like circular slices of pepperoni.
How many do you need to wash your hands like once?
I don't know. I remember I was being frustrated because I opened my hands and it would just fall to the floor and pile up on the floor. I was like, I can't wash my hands.
You probably wasted so much pepperoni in that process.
Dude, there's a pepperoni shortage this past couple years.
And I was crying, dude. In the dream, I was like, all this wasted pepperoni.
Did I think of anything? About,
well,
did
I was in the bathroom. Anything? You were not.
I didn't follow you to the bathroom
you
with my clown shoes on.
You did not follow me to the bathroom with clown
very
shoes.
Very sad. You're anyway, right? I'm going to give Brian their microphone back.
Kyle's an ambush predator with his clown shoes.
I like to point out Kyle has a bald man on his shirt. I think that's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's Heisenberg from the famous show Breaking Bad. It's actually Shakespeare.
From the famous show Breaking Bad.
From the famous show Breaking Bad.
I think Shakespeare has an unfair advantage.
In what way?
Because he can make up words and I can't.
You can make up words.
Yeah, but it's not acknowledged by
people
who think they're way too smart.
Our show is a cultural landmark. In 300 years, people will be listening back to our podcast episodes.
Trying to decipher what college life is
trying,
like.
Yeah, decipher the deep meaning behind the vegetable oil is not flammable monologue.
Decipher the deep meaning and the location of the Marquis' sword.
All right, Kyle, I got a question for you.
Why you keep... Ask Charlie a question. I'll answer your question, but like...
Charlie, I got a question for you.
All right, pop me this question, bro.
So you would say on this door that that's a window, right?
No! Wait, okay. We had this level of inquiry before.
Oh, boy.
So is that a window on that door?
There's a pane of glass, so yes.
All right, so does that mean... So, for there to be a window, does there have to be a window frame?
The frame of the window holds the window. So, if you have an installed window, you need a window frame.
Yes, yes. So, that means, therefore, that door is a window frame.
No, the window frame is the little thing around the window.
Yeah, but if you remove the door, then what's it doing? That's just a piece of glass on the floor.
No, then the window frame is still there.
Yeah, but it's not framing anything.
It's framing you for for Grand Theft Auto after you heist off all the windows in the world to prove your silly little point that there is
some serious capping going on right now.
Dude, I'm always
big spitballing right now. I don't know where it's
so
going.
Yeah,
I'm rambling.
If you are interested in more door discussions, take my class, Phil 305, next semester.
I feel like that's a number taken already.
Yeah.
I could look it up, but I feel like that's like a class.
It's
that's
mine
how, that's
now.
How you met Brian. You met Brian in Brian's class.
Yeah. We have metaphysics, but for Brian's class, it's strictly the metaphysics of windows. The windowness.
The window of your soul.
The platonic form of the window.
Are we looking at a...
Wait, but you don't... Like, the way we speak about windows, you need glass, but you don't always need glass, do you?
That's true, you do not need glass.
That's the point Brian's making.
But now I got a new one for you.
Yeah.
So you're looking through that, right? Are you looking at the window? Are you looking at the window, or are you not?
Can you elaborate?
Because you're looking through it at something, right? Does that mean you're looking at the window?
Yes.
Okay.
But the window is transparent, so you can see what's on the other side of the
room. Oh, it's Kyle's theory of transparency.
Oh my god. Yeah, I gotta
Brian,
spend some time on that.
Easy, another one. Are you looking at your glasses?
Is looking through and looking at a difference?
According to Kyle's theory of transparency. Windows allow you to be in perceptual contact with the object.
Windows give you +5 perception.
You know what they say, eyes are the window to the soul.
That means eyes have to have a window for you.
that's your like,
oh my god, you're right.
It's your soul. What does it say, your swallower or something like that? I can't pronounce it.
What are you talking
What's
about?
The white stuff around your eye called?
The sagoma.
Your sagoma is a window frame.
That's not what it's called. Sagoma what?
Alright, so we're gonna have to end the episode.
Brian's never coming on the show again, actually.
Well, you did win that bet.
Charlie, there's actually another name for the whites of your eyes. It's called the whites of your eyes. You can avoid using.
It's also called the eggs.
Oh yeah, yeah. What are egg whites called, dude?
You got your cellera.
Egg cock.
Yeah, hit it. All right.
Pretty twice every time.
Is there? Did I not enunciate the rest of the word enough?
We skipped
like 6 seconds.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I thought it was like 20.
Yeah, one button push is only 3 seconds.
Okay.
Oh, I thought it was 15.
No.
That's what?
I'm not saying word that involves...
That's just a theory.
It's a compound word involving bus and sin.
The Ender Dragon.
The Ender Dragon.
Where were we?
We were talking about eyes being the windows of your soul.
And what are egg whites called?
The yolk.
Hey. It's the complement of the yolk.
They're the white yolk.
if the yolk
milk.
Is the pea,
oh my god, it's the milk.
Can we please talk about the metaphysics of eggs, please?
What constitute an egg? Are there really eggs at all?
When you crack an egg, is it still an egg, or is it an eggshell?
Is the eggshell eggshell still part of the egg?
Brian, can you repeat that?
When you crack an egg, is it an egg or now is it an eggshell?
If I crack
egg, are you saying the shell is still an egg?
No, he's saying that like you crack the egg, right? And the insides come out of the eggshell.
Oh.
Is the eggshell still part of the egg?
Considered
like an egg.
Yeah, I don't know. When does the eggshell become an eggshell.
In a way, it's a form of alchemy, right? Metaphysical alchemy right there.
So if I smash an egg on the ground, but I pick up all the pieces and put a new yolk and a new eggshell in my egg, is it the same egg?
That'll be
a special type of egg.
Now that brings up an interesting question.
It's like the ship of Theseus, dude.
That's what I was just thinking. You crack an egg, but then you replace each crack with a new eggshell.
Yeah, you hard boil an egg and you peel off the shell, and then you paste another shell on top of it such that it's identical. Is it the same egg?
you feed a hard-boiled egg to a chicken and it lays a new egg using those nutrients gathered from the hard-boiled egg. Is that the same egg?
That's a great question.
Is the baby chicken the egg?
That reminds me of this is physics more than metaphysics, but we have this entropy question where it's like, does it make sense that you can reverse the process of a chicken laying an egg, or something like that? Can like the chicken like throw up the egg? Basically, is that possible? And I think I remember someone said yes on that question, and I was like, bruh.
Maybe they just understand something that we all don't.
Dude, I throw chicken, up babies.
Chicken just reabsorbs the egg and spits it out. Like,
dude, the egg was hindering the chicken's grind set. Alright,
but back to Brian's question. Is a baby chicken still an egg?
Are we still...
Now, that is something to ponder.
Please call
there
in
are
with
no
your
such
thoughts.
Thing as eggs. There are only particles that constitute the eggness of an egg. The shape of an egg.
Well, like if you had an egg where all the shell was replaced with another with just an identical, well, it doesn't even matter. It still has the eggness, does it not? It still has the the essence of an egg.
Game theory. If I kill the Ender Dragon and I use all the experience I gather from the Ender Dragon to form a new Ender Dragon,
what if I told
you? Is that the same Ender Dragon?
Well, the Ender Dragon lays an egg.
What if I told you that eggs are only what we linguistically agree upon? We only call them eggs because we all decided to call them eggs.
That's why Shakespeare actually called someone an egg as an insult in their famous poem, Alvin and the Chipmunks, The Road Chip.
Really?
Yeah. That was a Shakespearean story.
Now, speaking of Shakespeare...
Yeah, actually, I've never read that one, actually, Charlie.
But how... Did you know, speaking of Shakespeare, that, a few things. Most friendship is actually folly.
most friendship is feigning.
Most love is mere folly. So, hey-ho the holly. This life is most jolly.
Most jolly. Well played.
Dude, if love is most folly... And folly artists are the people that just make noise. Does that mean that a folly artist also knows how to make the correct noises to get to my heart?
All right, we need a folly artist in here to.
Well, that's P if and only if Q, dude.
I think we need an incredibly attractive and romantic folly artist.
Hello.
Are you saying folly as a bit, or do you?
What, like a folly artist?
It's foley.
Well, you see, Brian was saying folly.
Well, folly's different.
I think our folly artist should also be super stoic.
Like a moth drawn... Wait, slam poetry night.
Like a moth drawn
to a candle. I am drawn to future's fire.
Question: what constitutes a candle?
Wick.
You know, Descartes literally asked that.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's something in his meditations.
Where you see, Kyle actually co-authored that.
Or at least he mentions some like ontology about candles.
Can you candle this?
What does he have to say about candles?
I think it was something like, you know, like what makes this... it was like an insight on like what makes this candle, like what preserves this candle's candleness, even though it's like, even though it's been fully melted and like liquid wax, or something like that.
Well, yeah, it's like the egg. Like if you crack the egg, is it in the con- where's the shell, dude? What's when has it become a shell?
If someone's lit on fire from their hair, they're briefly a candle. I'm of that school of thought.
Does a candle need to be wax?
No, that's an interesting point, but
it does, right?
What even is wax?
I'm telling you guys, there's just no such thing as objects, guys.
Counter argument: Shrek makes candles out of earwax in the movie Shrek 2001. And,
meaning when a human's head is burning, the earwax is melting. Candle.
Yeah.
What just happened? I couldn't process what they just said.
Yeah, you're just not smart enough. Sorry.
Yeah.
You need to take Phil 305.
My IQ isn't high enough.
This is the peak of philosophy.
I feel like all philosophical arguments sound better if you say game theory right in front of it.
Or if you just put it in, like, symbolic logic and make it impossible to read.
How do you not... Wait, Charlie, you're taking game theory, right? How do you not laugh every time someone says game theory?
Well, I laugh because every now and then I'll have, like, classmates in that class that make it a lot more complicated than it needs to be. And I'll get confused. I'll get confused listening to them. And then I'll interject with the Ender Dragon.
Have we explained the context of the Ender Dragon yet?
I don't think we have.
So I think the gist of the game theory episode by MatPat is that they're comparing the like overall like sizes of animals to what?
To how many offspring they tend to have.
All right. Yeah,
so ants will have like millions of offspring, while on the other hand, like whales would have like one or two.
Right. And like, you know, for the most part, it's pretty educational from like in those comparisons or like. But then for some reason, MatPat just switches like from a whale offspring to the Ender Dragon only lays one egg.
Because there's like an episode, and like how many? I think it was like something about like how many kids does the Ender Dragon have, or something like that.
Yeah.
Now, you see, in my game theory class, we actually did an experiment, where we put the Ender Dragon's egg in a box, and we filled it with a radioactive isotope, and then we. All right.
This is your game theory class?
Yeah. We put the Ender Dragon's egg in a box. And we filled it with a radioactive isotope.
Are you sure this isn't just quantum physics?
I mean, this was when we had substitute professor Matthew Patrick come in, so who knows? There's a jam session going on, Carlo. I feel like we should get on it.
They're jamming out right now. Brian and Kyle are just absolutely jamming out.
You can like barely hear. I think Brian's like little footsteps.
They're communicating in 432 hertz with each other. Like, we just can't perceive it.
Dude, we're not as enlightened as that these was, two.
I haven't unlocked my third eye yet.
That was Sonata for a flute, acoustic guitar, electric guitar, cello, violin, and drums.
At 432 hertz.
Well, I was doing like a bass.
Bass fiend.
Should have done slap bass. I think that would have. There you go.
Now, I've been getting into a funny new bit recently, where I go over to our friends across the way, and if I see
our
any,
friends.
Who are you representing right now?
Yeah, Charlie, speak for yourself, okay?
Oh, okay. Well, they did say they weren't listening to this show right now, so
I not us.
I my friends, my fans across the way. If I see any like container of water, I fill it with powdered milk, and then I turn it into milk, and I leave.
Now,
the transfigured
question
water.
You may be wondering is why does Charlie have powdered milk?
Why do you pronounce it like that?
What?
Why do you pronounce it like that?
Powdered milk.
No, milk. Why pronounce it like milk?
What do you mean?
I'm saying milk. You're saying milk. I can't keep this up.
Is this perceivable? Is there a difference?
No. Yeah. If you have perfect pitch, you could actually hear.
Yeah, my capium is exuding into Brian right now.
Some people say milk. My sister says milk.
Milk.
Well, yeah. You know that's just
happens. She used to, and I used to bug me a lot. I don't know why.
Anyway, continue.
So I'm
So I have no. The moral of the story is Charlie has powdered milk for no reason.
I saw it when we were getting groceries at like the start of the term.
Charlie has
like
these ideas which like never end up being good ideas. Where powdered milk is one of them. We also have this orange juice powder.
It's Tang.
That's special.
And the best part is that I don't know how long this Tang has been in our drawer, but no one has opened it yet.
That's for a special occasion.
That is.
Special occasions. We recently bought the one chip from Wawa.
The chip of doom.
This chip will kill your family.
Brian just did the DaBaby like finger pose for some reason just before saying that sentence.
This chip will steal your tax information.
And then not file your taxes. Let's go.
Hey, are you tax evasion? Because I want to do you. You can cut that one.
It's too late.
I want to do you justice by following libertarian value. That's what I meant.
You better hope Cece's not listening to this show. Oh my gosh. What were we even talking about? We were talking about we went from powdered milk to Tang. And oh yeah, the one chip. Brian, you want to read off some of the reviews that we found?
Sure, they're in my head. So one is like, I had to go to the hospital for unbearable stomach pain. There's a question. One's like,
did we explain what the chip is?
It has.
I found it at Wawa, in the back corner of it, and I was like, this would be funny to buy, so I bought one.
Okay, so have we used the word spicy once in this explanation?
No.
Yeah, so it's an extremely spicy chip. Just like one tortilla chip that is extremely spicy. And that's all. I don't know how we didn't get that out at any point. But
yeah. It is literally just a single chip in a box. And there's just a skull in the box. It has the most intimidating aura.
Is shaped like a tiny coffin.
It also says, do not eat if you are pregnant or have any conditions. Any medical conditions is the wording they use.
What did you say?
What? I didn't say anything.
Oh, I thought you said it looked like something.
I said it looks like a coffin.
Oh, okay. I heard something else.
Carlito was staring at me like I just said like the naughtiest thing possible. And so I just dumped like the past like 6 seconds.
All right.
Because I didn't know.
Brian, what were you saying?
So if you read the back of the chip, it says do not eat if you are pregnant or have any medical conditions.
Broke your arm? Yeah, sorry, this chip ain't for you, Chief.
But yeah, there's all the reviews are like, this tastes terrible, it's not worth it, but I feel cool now. There was one that's like, it wasn't that bad, 4 out of 5 stars, tasted okay.
That's gonna be you, Brian.
That's gonna be me, but I'm also gonna be crying.
Brian and I are planning to split the chip.
So, yeah, it'll be...
Body of Christ.
Yeah, kind of like the body of Christ. We're going to split it down the middle. Pretty exciting. We're going to eat this chip. I think finals week, right?
Yeah.
That's the plan. Now, we kind of chickened out the other day. Yesterday, we're like, we're going to eat the chip.
We're
going to
eat the chip.
And then we sat down. And
well, then we looked at the box, and it said, like, I'm coming for you. You're next. And, like, this chip is really scary. I don't really want it. Very scary chip.
That's a spooky Halloween prank.
Super scary chip. And I was like, do I really want to eat this chip now?
We could
hold off, yeah, right, Brian? Yeah.
If we covered the chip in powdered milk, I think that will make it less scary.
No, it would not.
I mean...
Also, for the record, it's like The chip is ghost pepper and scorpion pepper. Scorpion pepper or something. Yeah.
2 quintillion Scoville units or something.
2 bajillion Scovilles or whatever, yeah.
So on to our favorite segment.
Should we have P-Safe ready to dial up for when your heads explode?
I think we should have the bathrooms ready to
We only have one. Can you all like pop this chip in the middle of Pardee? Go to the library during finals. We could just eat this chip and then just start screaming.
We open up the coffin and the lights immediately shut off. There's a dark force.
Somebody walks by, gets a sniff, and then just passes out from just pain.
Brian, our favorite segment.
Our favorite segment, the Brian math problem of the week.
Yay.
Woo. All right.
But before that, we have to get a word from our sponsors, not sponsors, our PSA that we have to do.
Charlie? Oh, dude.
You can know it.
No, they have to wait. You know, do you want to shotgun them all right now?
All of them at the same time?
No. Like one after another.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Are you into Shakespeare but hate wearing frilly costumes?
Oh, this one's in G major.
This one's in G major.
What?
It's our famous.
Dude, that's the happiest key.
Really?
Dude, I was feeling kind of sad, but I listened to.
Dude, that's like the happiest key.
Did you know if you play the note E 440 times in 1 second, it'll actually become an A? That's true.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you, bacteria can hide in food and make you ill.
Wow.
But you can keep bacteria from ruining your day with 4 simple steps. Clean.
I'm waiting for the rim cycle.
Separate. Cook.
Fire in the hole.
And chill.
We chipmunks are notoriously tidy.
Check your steps. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
That is awesome, Alvin.
Really awesome.
That is so awesome.
Yeah. All right, so awesome that we have to run it back.
Uno más. Let me just make sure something real quick. All right, I think this should be fine. We will see what happens.
Uno más.
That was a lot worse than I thought it was going to be.
That was like pretty awesome, though.
Yo, I bet I can hit a higher note than you, Kyle. I bet I can hit a...
Hit an Alvin note?
Yeah, an Alvin note.
The Alvin note? The ring cycle note?
I can go higher.
No.
Without yakking on the table?
No, do not.
Yakking. Speaking of that, yuk yak.
Oh boy.
It's not funny. Okay, next topic.
Yeah, I tried to get into yuk yak, and then I just posted about how I wanted to find a really, really cool person in the Watson courts that was open into eating spicy chip, and then I just got downvoted. I lost all my yuk karma.
Wait, is it? Is it actually called Yakarma?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, it's actually a clever play on words. If
play
you think
on what?
You see, and then
Yak
it
what?
Was taking a reference from the famous hit app, Reddit.com.
Oh, I love Reddit.com.
Yeah.
We are not sponsored by Reddit, by the way.
Yeah, whatever you do, do not go to Reddit.com /r/ The Kyle and Charlie Show.
Ryan, why?
Binaural beats.
What?
Listen, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, look at these two on their phones during the show. What is going on?
I bet you they're sending far-right memes to each other.
I'm going to my my favorite Charlie subreddit. Sam Hyde memes. How Charlie Show.
You know, I have a subreddit.
Why is there a subreddit devoted to us? Did you make it?
I did.
Okay.
I made it as a little bit.
It becomes the Scott the Waz subreddit.
Yeah, oh my god. We've talked about him, right?
Scott the Waz?
What, you mean...
Oh, you mean our Scott the Waz?
No, yeah. We have in the... Yeah, one I remember we pre-recorded the episode.
I'm just... Okay, this is live, so the guy who goes here and looks exactly like Scott the Waz, please make yourself known at some point.
But do you think they know they look exactly like Scott the Waz?
Well, if they didn't and they hear this, they will.
Oh.
But it's just like, it's uncanny. You have to see him without the mask.
Without the mask.
Brian, what if you took younger you and you heard younger you heard on the podcast that they were listening to the guy that looks like Harry Potter / John Lennon.
I'd be very upset, but I'd have to comply. I'd say I look more like Brad Pitt and Henry Cavill.
Yeah, you're kind of giving me Clint Eastwood vibes right now, dude.
Minus the
You really remind me. You really remind me of vibes. Seth Rogen.
Banana slimo, right?
Illicit substance.
Now, if we were to be played in a movie, because obviously we're gonna blow up, be super popular in like 20 years or something, and they're gonna make the Kyle and Charlie Show the movie.
Yeah.
Who's playing all?
Wait,
of
is it like Michael the Smosh? No, is this like the Smosh Michael movie? Sarah's
Kyle. What?
Like the Smosh movie?
Yeah, it's like the Smosh movie.
Do you know that Logan Paul has his own movie?
Is this like the Thinning or something like that?
I don't remember. Like, I just remember that he has a movie, possibly multiple.
Logan Paul's done a lot. You know, what Logan Paul hasn't done though. Hasn't gone to college and done a radio show.
How do you know that?
Yeah, like you have. Did you look that up? Or
yeah.
I don't believe you.
Then why are you looking forward?
Yeah, why aren't you looking at the past?
Dude, I have to go back to the past.
I put the past in pasta.
To play these poopy games.
Because I eat it.
I put the pasta in.
Pastafarian?
No.
Pascal?
You see,
yeah, I put the pasta in Pascal's wager.
Logan Paul went to Ohio University for 1 year and was wrestling.
Okay.
Wrestling.
Mm-hmm. That makes me rethink him, because anyone who goes to Ohio is tough. Anyone who lives there.
How does that disprove that? Or like, show that Logan Paul did not have a radio show in Ohio University?
Oh, because it doesn't show up in his Wikipedia?
Charlie, you of all people should know Wikipedia is not a reliable source. We learned that that's day one. That's day one of school, dude.
You see, what they don't want you to know is that Wikipedia actually holds all human knowledge. So by channeling Wikipedia and reading it, I read a new Wikipedia article every day. It's how I gain more knowledge.
Read a Wikipedia article.
Yeah, I read a Wikipedia article every day.
This is where Charlie unlocks his cat powers from Wikipedia.
There is actually a website that does have all human knowledge, or will.
I wake up at 8 a.m., and Kyle can confirm this, and then I read a Wikipedia article before I get out of bed.
No, you don't. Charlie, you just go back to sleep.
Dude,
the three types of...
I wake up again, and I sit around for an hour.
According to the Dalai Lama, the three types of knowledge. Maseratis, Bugattis, Lamborghinis.
That's true. I think he said that in his famous work.
Sid Meier's Sid Meier's Civilization 5.
You know, if you play Sid Meier's at 432 hertz, the Dalai Lama actually can telepathically connect to you.
Brian, what are you doing on your phone there?
Watching Carl Urban commit mass atrocities. Not in the context of the boys, actually. He's blowing up a starship right now, actually.
What are you watching?
An ad for Star Trek Online.
Oh.
Wait, which Star Trek is this? I forget.
Online. Curly just gave me the, like, most powerful stare I've ever seen. Actual Sigma stare straight into my soul.
I forget the name of the new Star Trek, though.
The newest one?
Yeah, the one you were watching.
Picard?
Oh, is it? Oh, it's just Picard?
Well, Carl Urban's in the reboot movies.
Oh, those.
Yeah, those movies are... They have
are they good?
No, but they have really cool, like, scenes. Like, they have really cool shots. Like, there's this one where the Enterprise is, like, free-falling and the gravity, artificial gravity comes off. So, like, they're just running around this constantly rotating set, and it's really cool.
Oh, that's, yeah, that sounds pretty fun.
Yeah, it's they're creative with their shots. They're just not very good in other aspects. Well, like, the sound is...
the sound design of Star Trek.
What if you peeled off the outer layer of the Enterprise and you put an eggshell over top of that? Would the contents of the eggshell become an egg?
Is the Enterprise the yolk?
I think Picard becomes the yolk.
Yeah. Would Picard be an egg? Wait. Would Picard and the rest of the crew become eggs, or would they become yolk, or would?
There have been situations of eggs within eggs.
Well, I think if they're bald, then yes.
What would Descartes think of eggs inside of eggs?
I feel like Descartes would lose his little mind.
You just say that we're being deceived by an evil demon.
Maybe we are.
There are no eggs.
I don't exactly think.
Eggs are not
think,
real. You know,
so
maybe
exactly.
Maybe the evil demon we're being deceived by is a little something I like to call Alvin.
Alvinish chipmunkies.
My goal is to eat Alvin the chipmunk one day and absorb his powers. So that way I can become truly the most capped being of all.
What if Alvin the chipmunk consumes you, Charlie?
He's going to have a tough time.
Wouldn't it be crazy if it came out and they were real?
Dude, I would try to find
them. Our next caller is Alvin the chipmunk.
Alvin, I would like to go to your meet and greet event and I'll bring a fork and a knife and a comically large... napkin to stuff in my collar.
Wait, what do you mean they're not real, Brian? They have a whole movie.
They have like four movies.
They don't have four movies. That's
they
ridiculous. They have three.
They do. They have four movies.
I can't hear you.
They have Alvin and the Chipmunks, Alvin and the Chipmunks 2, Alvin and the Chipmunks 3, The Road Chip, Alvin and the Chipmunks 4, Castaways.
Castaways is a song in the backyard again. It's not a movie.
So true.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to pull it up right now. Oh, I'm playing Alvin and the Chipmunks again.
Well, I'll tell you what. Seeing may be believing, but doing, that's learning.
Where did you get this sage wisdom from?
Oh, yeah. Alvin and the Chipmunks Chipwrecked.
Konosek.
He attained that knowledge from the Lamborghini.
How many, if you see, if we cover something in an eggshell, it becomes an egg, right? Like, if we cover it fully in an eggshell, does that mean if I then crack this, like, newly constructed egg into a pan,
you know,
could
like,
I make it into an omelet?
I love how no one has agreed to Charlie's definition of an egg, and he has continued to
I just keep going, bro.
Is an omelet a burrito? I don't know what omelets are.
Guys, I'm so
wait, let's go back to the window. So, the window of this room in that little door, the little window in that door. Let's go back. I think that's an interesting subject. I like this door.
The door is an intrinsic part of the window there.
Is it?
It is. It supports the frame, and but if like, it supports the frame...
But... What if there was... Does a window need a frame?
It does, because the window doesn't need the glass. If you don't have a frame, you just have... Everything is a...
Well, isn't like a door... If you had a door frame without a door in it, would that just be a window?
Depends.
Because it's a frame.
How are you using it?
An empty space you could see through.
How are you using it?
I think it's more of a view hole.
And you're looking... You look through it and you... I'm on this side and you're on that side and you look through it and you look at me.
And it is a window. I think
a window implies that there's like something stopping you from going to like the other side.
I've climbed through windows.
No, there are windows.
Well, no, because then it's just a view hole.
Why wouldn't a view hole also be a window then?
Because a view hole does not have anything in the a little.
Charlie is currently looking up view hole.
As if that's a phrase that people say on a regular basis.
Do you think windows are inherently square?
No.
I disagree, but I think there's an argument.
Why are you telling me we can't have circular windows?
No, but I was in a circle, just a lot of tiny squares.
Isn't a square just two triangles?
No, they're actually a bunch of tiny circles.
Why don't you take the circumference of that window, then?
Yeah, sure.
It's a square. Now, this is going good.
Yo, any fans of Pink Floyd, stop listening.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, we're shots fired.
Why is no one, I want someone to call in and tell us what they think about windows or eggs.
Yeah, if you want to call in and tell us about your window opinions, please, the phone number is 610-330-5316. Again, it is, speak of the devil.
Is it Grant?
It's Brian.
What? I don't even have my hands here.
Get out. Get out, Brian.
The movie?
Yeah, that's my favorite movie.
Yeah, sorry, Brian.
I really wish that one advertisement lady called back. Because I know exactly what I would do.
Is this that one time that, like...
On CJ's game show, Brian and I were doing CJ's... Shout out to CJ's game show. I think it's called Game Game. No, it's Game Show. That's the one.
Didn't, like, some like major cap happened and CJ's first episode didn't get recorded.
Yep. Yeah. CJ's first episode got eaten by cyberspace.
That's such a like a CJ thing to happen to CJ.
That happens to all of us. But CJ's first episode indeed. CJ got trolled. But yeah, we were on CJ's game show, Brian and I, and the phone rings like in the middle of a question. And CJ hasn't done a show before, so I go over and I pick it up. It's like, hello, this is blank from blank pharmacy. And I'm like, hi, ma'am, you're on live air. Oh, well, the United Nations. And I just hung up immediately.
I think what I would have done is I would have kept interrupting her, being like, you know you're on air, right? And I just kept going and seeing how long I could keep her.
Yeah. You know you're on air, right? You know you're on air, right?
Big milestone coming.
Imagine if you had the soundboard.
54 minutes.
Right. You just had the soundboard and like, you just cut her off with the soundboard.
Dude, I played fart with the reverb.
I would like to say, I just witnessed Brian pick up a pencil, a mechanical pencil, I might add, off of the ground or off of a shelf or something, and then just shove it in their bag.
And then, well, let's finish it. I felt bad, so I took it out and put it back where I found it.
Oh, you did.
That's, You know what I never understood about, Scantrons is They always tell you that mechanical number two pencils don't work, but that's such a lie. They always work. Mm-hmm. Like, when has a mechanical number two pencil not worked for those things?
Oh yeah, like the SAT or every standardized test is like
no mechanical pencils.
You see, okay?
A big pencil, Ticon de Gora or whatever the pencil's name is.
It needs to be number two. It needs to be. It, you cannot use any other pencil.
See, it's to make sure that a big pencil keeps their market cap.
All right, but my question is, what makes a pencil?
Yeah, you get some carbon.
Yeah.
You surround it with something. And
does it need to be wood?
No, it doesn't need to be wood.
Okay.
They're pencils. I mean, a mechanical pencil is
a
pencil.
Does it need to be graphite? Can I just have a stick of graphite? Is that still a pencil? Does it need to be surrounded in something to be a pencil?
Well, it needs to be surrounded in something that you can grab. A stick of graphite is just a stick of graphite. It's a writing utensil.
But you can still write with it.
That makes it a writing utensil.
What if I had a stick of graphite and then, like, stuck an eraser to the end of it?
I mean, then it's a writing utensil with an eraser.
What do you mean? Wait, what do you mean a writing utensil?
A writing utensil and a pencil are not inherently
the
same thing.
What if I had
thing?
A pencil, then broke off all of the wood, so it would just be a stick of graphite with a eraser end?
And you just have pencil lead.
No.
The pencil core is just pencil lead.
Graphite, not lead.
Well, I'm going to eat.
Bless you.
No, we'll leave that one in there.
We'll leave that one for the fans.
You know what? Just yeah, they could.
Yeah.
Okay. Carlito, if they didn't hear that, I would be shocked. Oh yeah, Carlito. Okay, Carlito has the loudest sneezes known to man. That was also Carlito.
That was in fact not me.
Yeah, I had to cap again.
Someone walked in and just did that. Yeah. They're kind of a freak.
Charlie, I don't agree with you. Like, why would...
I was in the void.
What? Like, what if you... Alright, what if you had a pencil and you took out all the lead? You just, like, sucked it out.
Like, I...
Yeah, and it's all... It's just the wood in the exact shape of a pencil with the eraser and the metal. It's just... You just suck the graphite out. Is it not a pencil anymore?
I mean, like, if you held it up to someone and you covered up the tip and you're like, what's this?
That doesn't matter what they perceive. They know everything about it.
You see, this is my response to all philosophical arguments. Cry about it plus ratio.
This is the reason Charlie turned in all his philosophy papers in late that one class he had.
I had to write cry about it and plus ratio in all of them, bro. No, I don't know. I love that class. That class was so much fun. But some of the stuff was stupid. Brian is now tunneled under
you
the earth.
You merely could not conceive of the ideas.
What do you mean? Like, I was like one of the
few. You merely could not perceive. Your non-perceptual content.
Yeah, I could not perceive anything new. I could not perceive any idea. Like, bro, if I could perceive it and it exists and it, like, does stuff in my mind, like, you know what? That's good enough, bro.
What does that mean?
Dude, if I can see you and you do things... And, like, I can, like, actively interact with you, that's good enough. Like, who cares at that point?
Well, Charlie, what about God?
Well, you see, as a Binding of Isaac player... I don't know. I'm technically...
What are you doing? What are you doing down there?
Brian has vented. Just like in the hit game Among Us. I'm going to take a picture of this.
So while this is going on, I guess we could mention our, Divinity Original Sin 2 run going on right now.
Oh my boy.
And this game is basically a D&D like game, except where you all of your actions are determined by like rolling dice. You have these things called action points.
That's pretty funky.
And you spend action points to do stuff in combat and then you end your turn. We had this one encounter where
so strained.
Just like in every RPG known to man, you have to escape from a prison. And I chose for us to pick the easiest route to get to escape, where we just fight these two guards and save the kid that they're about to like that they
about
that
to
they're, encountering. And once we save the kid, they just row us out of the prison in a boat. So the plan is simple, boys. The plan is simple. We just sneak attack the two guards. We have the high ground, and it's only two guards, so it should be an easy fight. Kyle gets confused. There's a miscommunication that happened. Kyle gets confused and aggroes one of the very neutral guards around. And as the fight progresses, two more of the very neutral guards get aggroed and start picking us off from the back.
I think we should also mention all of our roles.
Oh yeah, yeah. So
red rolls.
In our party, I am the ranger. So I'm a glass cannon. I hit really hard, but I die real quick. Brian is the sorcerer. You're the summoner, right?
Yeah, baby.
Brian's the little man.
Really fun thing about Brian's character is that they picked their character to be undead. So the really fun thing about being undead is that normal means of healing damages Brian, but getting poisoned actually heals Brian. There's this really funny thing too, where like, as an undead person, you have to constantly veil your face with like some sort of hat so that people can't tell you're undead. Otherwise, they just freak out and try to kill Brian. Kyle, you're the rogue, right?
Yeah.
And then Charlie's our tank. And Kyle, you want to talk about our tank?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Charlie's job in this campaign should be stand in the front. You know, in an RPG, the tank is just, you know, enemies should be focusing them because they have lots of, they're big and tough.
Yeah, he is.
And it is very seldom when you'll find a situation when Charlie is ever at the front where he's supposed to be.
Well, what happens is that I go exploring, and I'm like, oh, what's around here? It looks like there's stuff here. And then Kyle goes exploring too, but then Kyle runs into a fight.
Make a wish.
And then I'll be busy doing something else. Carlito and Brian will book it over there. And so there's a full-time scuffle, so that by the time I get over there...
Wait. This was like one single situation. This has only happened once.
You all.
This has only happened once, and then right after that, you walked into the fight. Even though we saved Kyle already, there was no danger.
No. This happened in when you all were doing the judge scene. I was still looting paintings, and you all.
Okay,
were like,
we had
we're
that perfectly under control. Like.
This happened.
That was a coordinated event. Like Kyle did just not like wander his way into that room where that boss was.
Well, I
kind of
did.
What do you, no, we opened the door, and I was like, guys, we just gotta like schmoove in, and then like take them by surprise.
After fighting the witch lady,
Kyle's the rogue, so his idea is that he wants to sneak in behind the boss, backstab him before the fight begins, so we have an advantage. And like sometimes the movement is like really clunky. So Kyle inadvertently walked into like a vision cone.
So yeah, so what you want to poke someone in the back, but like there's a cone on the ground that represents where their back is, but like if you walk over, if you click on where that is and your character will move there, sometimes they just won't be in the cone even though you pretty plainly clicked on it, because it's just very finicky. I've missed many a fun back pokes.
Right, but I think the one situation we're talking about is that like, back to the original story. So we're having this fight, and the AI is really whack because they're not supposed to know Brian is undead, but in the middle of combat, they just do for some reason. So one of them casts a regenerating spell on Brian, so Brian takes damage over time, and it reaches to a point where Brian has 2 health. We have a contingency plan for this. So Brian does this skill called Play Dead, where they pretend to be dead on the floor and the enemies can't target them. Charlie pulls out the contingency plan. He runs over to Brian, pulls out a poison barrel, and at this point Brian is surrounded by a ring of fire. Charlie places down the poison barrel.
The poison barrel should heal Brian because he's undead.
Yeah.
Brian wasn't even like. Brian was on fire. The ring of fire had ended. Brian was just still on fire.
No, there was still fire on the ground. At least that's how I remember. But, like, I don't know. I have the clip. But Charlie places down the poison barrel. He breaks it. And what happens in Divinity 2 when poison touches fire is that it causes an explosion. So instead of having this poison puddle to heal Brian, it just blows up. And Brian just dies the next turn. And the next turn, Brian's like, revive me! So I'm like, okay, I have a resurrection scroll. So I revive Brian on, like, the top of the stairs. Or, like, to the side of the top of the stairs. And the formerly neutral guards that Kyle aggroed casts another regenerating spell on Brian, and Brian dies instantly right after being revived.
Our Divinity campaign is just full of trolling. Most of it's caused by either Kyle will start a fight too soon. I'll be like halfway across the map when a fight starts.
I get so distracted and I wander off, and then I end up in a fight. I'm like, whoa, where'd all these giant lizards come from? Just walking around. It's so easy. Yeah.
Brian and Carlito have played like in fully completed Divinity, I think multiple times each. And Kyle and I had played a little bit. Kyle hadn't played at all. And now we're both at the point where Kyle and I have no idea what we're doing, but Brian and Carlito know what.
No, like, I think I sort of know what I'm doing.
Yeah, Kyle looks like he knows what he's doing.
I just run around with my little like dwarf guy.
At least strategy wise, I don't know what like what's going on in the quest or anything, but in combat, I know what I'm doing vaguely. What does that mean? Heaven?
I'll give you the plot synopsis whenever you want.
I walk the path of heaven.
I think we should do a plot synopsis of our campaign, the Kyle Charlie Show.
Well, we should call it here, actually.
Yeah. Suddenly, when you try to end the show, a bunch of goblins pop out of the ground. What do you do, Kyle? You start.
I end the show.
That will cost. That's one action.
Yeah, that's one action point. Still.
I take a sip of my water.
You take a sip of your water.
Yeah.
You feel nice and refreshed. The goblins are envious.
If we don't end in the next 10 seconds, I will swear up a storm.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
All right. So, Kyle, you roll to end the show.
Yeah.
All right. Roll the dice.
I'll roll one for you. Roll one d20. You got a 15.
All right. It's a hit. You end the show successfully.
15's pretty good.
Good night, everyone.
I better end the show.
No, I made you roll 6 instead. You got a 64.
No, that super ends the show. Good night, everyone. Forever. Enjoy your evening. And have
we love you.
Week. We do, in fact, love you.
We love you.
I hope you all live long and fruitful lives.
Mwah.
Except you, Gary.
Yeah.
Gary?